Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
And I am now Sarah C. If that doesn't make any sense to you, then you did not listen to our viewing party podcast. But that's okay.
And with the amount of content that we're going to give you this week, you should be listening to us all week long.
Because they'll probably have to, because they're going to be long.
Yeah. The person who runs our who like hosts our site was saying that we should watch. He was looking at the sizes of our files, and he's like, if you guys want the best stats and you want to, you know, chart and like really do stuff, you need to have a smaller, you need to have a shorter time, because people don't want to put this huge file onto their phone. You know, they don't have space. And I was like thinking, ooh, I don't think we're ever going to be changing that, buddy, because we can't spit it out quicker than an hour.
I've never had a problem with that on my phone. And I still have a 6.
You've never ran out of space?
No, not on this phone. And I have a million photos.
I just ran into this problem, and I had to like delete podcasts.
Really?
Yes, big time. But I'm subscribed to a lot, of course. But
and I have, you know, like Annabelle's were, you know, used to be like 2, 3, 4 hours. Like I have that subscribed, and
I wonder if they're not downloading or something.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, good to know. If you guys are having that problem, let us know.
But I just got the terabyte of storage, so now I'm good.
So what phone are you on now?
iPhone 7, I think I have.
Oh, so you're not that far ahead. I think I'm gonna like get a new one, just because like it's acting weird, but I haven't run out of space.
I need a new one badly. Like the whole viewing party, I was like down to like 1%. It was so annoying. I was having to charge. I need a new one.
Yeah, the battery, and then mine has just been randomly changing my ringtones.
What?
Yeah, just, and then I'll go and I'll say it's still the ringtone that I had it set as. But it doesn't ring that way. It rings with something else.
And then I have 29,000 photos.
Okay. How do I tell how many I have? So, and then I'm like, I asked Amanda, I asked Michaela. I'm like, well, do you know why it's doing this? I have it all. Like, I never changed it. And they're like, no, that's really weird. And then like a week after I asked them, then it went back to playing the regular ringtone. But then my text thing changed, and it's like it's just going haywire.
That's weird.
So how do I tell photos? Where's the say? Well, you have 29,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I have 14,000, and then I have like 1,600 videos.
Oh.
But I think a lot of my shit goes to the iCloud and whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways,
okay, so we hope that we have new listeners. You guys, we are a podcast about all things Vanderpump Rules. What we do here is we come to you every week after the episode and we break it down. We like to discuss everything that we're seeing. Usually we try to follow social media and give you like some insight into what's going on. We like to stay neutral as we can. Obviously, Sarah and I have our favorites, but we try to really...
But those change. Those change they season, change. By, season Absolutely. By season, sometimes scene by scene. And then also, we do this year-round, so we keep you informed throughout the year. We go to their events, we go to their restaurants, we follow them, a lot of people.
We literally follow them.
We have like a community stalker group. No, I'm just kidding. Literally follow them. No. So we keep you informed year round. And we are only here Wednesday this week. Normally we podcast immediately after the show on Monday, but we had our big viewing party on Monday night. And so we are catching up. But normally we'll be, you know, right after the show for the most part.
Yeah. And the resources that we have for you guys to use, you can find our website at VanderpumpRulesParty.com. On there you can find, we have some merch. We'll be releasing new stuff with fun Vanderpump Rules slogans and stuff like that. So you can find that. You also can find our private closed Facebook group, Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, where come around like-minded people like us and I mean, the group is popping. I honestly, I'm in all the Vanderpump Rules groups, and it's my favorite group, not just because it's our own,
yeah,
but it's just like the nicest people are in there, and it just like is a,
yeah, it's not mean.
It's got a good tone. And if it does get mean, Sarah and I will either delete the thread or we'll try to step in. But also, I don't want to police it either. So just so you guys know, I'm,
yeah,
we just can't, I mean, people do that.
Have differing opinions all the time, but they don't come after each other. I mean, almost for the most part, 100%. Like there's, you know, every now and then there'll be a little something like, ooh, that's a little heated, but it always calms itself down.
Yeah. And usually, thank you to everyone in it, a lot of our people will diffuse it for us too, which mm-hmm. is super nice.
But yeah, it is it's a nice one, and you can voice your opinion, whatever it may be, because they're all welcome. And everybody just loves everyone's opinions and intel and secrets and
yes.
pictures and videos they get when they go out to the events or the restaurants themselves. So it's a great place to do that. And then also, you know, a lot of people don't have people in their normal lives that watch the show. And they want to geek out about it, but either they're embarrassed or people don't watch it. And so they don't know what they're talking about. This is a great place for that. Because they can't see your stuff, but yes. you'll be talking to other people like yourself.
So join that group. We'd love to have you in there. And let us know that you're new and introduce yourself. We'd love to talk to you guys on there. Also, you can hit us up on email, vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. We also have a voicemail system that we use, 805 Vander 8, where you can leave us your thoughts on the episode for the week. If you want to be like, oh my gosh, you know, what was James thinking doing that rap? You can tell us.
If you want us to play your message on the podcast, we can do that.
Yeah.
And then you can also hit Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party, or Twitter, VPR Party Podcast. And then Sarah, is at Pumpers Nation. So not Bachelor Nation, Pumpers Nation. So hit us up on any of that. We'll be putting out a lot of memes and
our
polls and
our
quizzes.
Handles are listed on like the Twitter and Instagram too. You can hit like our personal pages too. So
yeah, so we're gonna have lots of quizzes, polls, giveaways, memes, lots of fun content all over the board. So
okay, so let's jump into this darn episode. So this is season 7, episode 1, and the title is A Decent Proposal. Now, right away, this, like, the title triggered me. A Decent Proposal. So I thought, let's get deep here. What is the definition of decent?
Well, on Andy did a poll. What did you all think on a scale of 1 to 10 of, like, Jax's proposal? Like, you know, how good was it? Unique, creative, romantic? And he got a 6.
Oh, okay.
So Andy said, well, it's a passing grade.
Right.
So maybe that's what decent.
Yeah. I just thought it'd be fine to look up the definition.
Yeah.
Because decent, like looking up the word decent is like looking up the word calculated, which we'll get to later in the episode. But decent, so it means comforting with generally accepted standards of respectable or moral behavior. The synonyms
it's
are
fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
The synonyms are satisfactory, reasonable, fair, acceptable, sufficient, ample.
That's what I would say about his engagement, is that it's satisfactory, it's ample, it's enough.
Exactly.
That's it.
Okay, so let's jump in. So it starts and...
Well, I took a note within the first split second of
okay.
the credits, because did you notice Jax and Brittany are the first in the opening credits?
No.
Yeah. So Brittany really had a big glow up there.
Wait, what do you mean?
They're the first ones shown. So, you know when, like the first shot of the opening credits, it's Brittany forefront and Jax a little bit behind her.
Oh, okay.
And then it goes into Schwartz, Katie, and Stassi.
Okay.
Is the next one. And then the third one is Lala, Sheena, and...
James?
No, he's with Tom and Ariana at the end. Lala, Sheena, and Kristen.
Oh, okay.
And then at the end is Tom, Ariana, and James.
Okay.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Like, usually it's like the first is like the star.
Oh, I This is interesting. I never knew
that, or the very end, which is Lisa.
Okay.
You know, if you see like in movies or TV shows, the biggest billing person will get either the first credit or they'll get the last where it says and.
Right.
So Lisa's the and, or
got
and
it.
Starring Lisa Vanderpump.
And it or starts it's the first. With Jax and Brittany.
Starts with Jax and Brittany.
Ugh, barf.
Yeah, but look how far she's come. Mama, look how far I made it off that farm. You was right. Just keep on pushing.
My notes, I just put the trailer again, like the season, you know, like everything that it's going to be, which we've all watched like 28 times. Mm-hmm. And then I put, yeah, opening credits or whatever.
And why are they still in those dresses? Because they don't wear those.
I don't know.
Like our waitress the other day at brunch was in black pants and a black top, like turtleneck top.
Did were you into like the first opening song? It's all West Coast LA.
This is our town, our town.
This is our home. People come and travel here. This is our home, and like, our home.
And it's never gonna change.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So
okay. The first second I was like, okay. I was already just like freaking out when Lala and Sheena are walking down the sidewalk and she says, I like to be around like between like 120 and 123
specifically.
Yeah.
I just, cause then like she said, basically, cause that's when she has a big ass and then it moves and she likes the way it feels. It's like, yeah, I'm sure your ass at 120 pounds is like.
So what is she when her ass doesn't move? Right? So she's like in the hundreds. Is that what she's saying?
Obviously.
God.
And then she says, oh, I like it cause I can feel my ass bounce. It's so fun. And she was like, yeah. It's like, really? That's fun? I mean, good for you. I wish I enjoyed that when I try to run and all sorts of body parts are bouncing and it's not fun. It's not fun at all.
I'm even like trying to think back of when I was that weight and my ass like moving was never
fun.
I just never noticed it. I guess. So that really threw me. Like already I was like, what the hell is this?
Bless her heart.
Yes. Next up, we have Tom and Ari and they're clocking in and Tom goes, oh, shoot. I forgot my earplugs.
That was so fake. It was like, that was one of the scenes that they've reshot like four times. He's like, okay. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Then she's like, for what? Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. Well, you know, James, dude, he like starts at this level and then he's just like goes up. So that was kind of a pointless scene, really.
Yeah. Just setting up that everyone is like trying to paint James as a nuisance, I think.
So then I have the next one. Billie Lee goes up to Lala at the hostess stand and she's like, no phones allowed. And then she walks away and Lala's like, no phones in there. This bitch thinks she's my boss. That's cute. Which, now, good point, because like Lala's been there technically longer than Billie Lee, but Billie Lee actually works there. Lala doesn't work there.
Well, she like is like,
when have
she
seen
like
her there?
She like walks through the halls and then like hides.
Billie Lee.
Yes.
Yeah. But she's actually there.
Yes.
Yeah. So work is, that's in quotes.
I also thought it was interesting that right off the bat, in like the first 30 seconds, we also saw Raquel and James.
Oh, yeah.
And Raquel is just like bringing it. Like she's in her little white bodysuit.
That was another kind of like scene, though, I think they shot a couple times. Like,
oh, okay, for sure.
Walk down the sidewalk again.
She's like, and she kind of got in his way. Like they like switched positions. You know, it was just uncomfortable.
And then she's just like randomly, so another successful, see you next Tuesday.
And I like how they're like setting up for see you next Tuesday at like 3 p.m. when it doesn't start till 10 p.m.
And he never like shows up till like 9:30.
Yeah. So that was LOL.
Is this sandwich time?
Yes.
So we flash over to Jackson Brittany's apartment and he is making a sandwich, presumably for himself. But no, y'all, he's changed. His dad died, made him want to make a sandwich for me. And Can we just talk about the sandwich?
Yes. I need to discuss. Like, this is sandwich talk right now.
I mean.
Okay. Now, when I was, like, really struggling, having a sandwich like that would be, like, really nice. Like, I remember, like, when things were really tight with Chad and I, we'd be like, okay, like, we can get some bread. We'll have turkey sandwiches. We'll eat that for the week. We'll be good. And so we would buy a loaf of bread and we would buy, like, that, like, cheap deli meat and, like, the Kraft singles and be like, okay, like, we can do it. And it actually tastes really good. Like, it's like, okay, like, it's satisfying when you're poor and you have no, like, it. I get it.
Remember when I brought you the lunchbox? My sandwich in that was better than this.
It was like peanut butter and jelly.
Well, yeah, that's better.
It was amazing.
Yeah. No, this was definitely that turkey in that like 69-cent packet. Is that what you're talking about? Like,
yes.
The cellophane, the really cheap, like sometimes
that
would.
And it actually like tastes pretty good, but it's when you're on a budget for sure. Like there's like now, like I still, turkey sandwiches are one of my favorite things. So I'm like personally like, feel personally attacked by this whole sandwich thing. I love boar's head meat. I love like a good deli turkey, like carved right off. Like there, you can get good turkey. Like there's like amazing turkey sandwiches that you can make. This was,
well, especially now in the grocery store when it's like there's like 9,000 different selections.
Well, I stopped it to see exactly what he got, and it actually wasn't in the plastic.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was the time that.
The tub, the Hillshire Farms.
Yes.
Yes.
It was the tub and then the
bread. Still plastic.
And the bread was Home Pride wheat.
Oh! Home Pride, because my mama, she always bought Home Pride because you know what? I love being home and we got pride. That is a step up from like, that is Wonder Bread. It just looks healthier.
It looks classy.
Because it's brown.
Yes-ish.
Oh.
It's like yellow and brown, you know?
Yeah, like, wow, it's really bringing me back to like when I was 12. Oh my God, even then, I don't think we really. I bought it, you know, when I bought that was, yes, when I was 18 and out here, and I would make, in fact, I might keep one of those Hidden Valley ranches because it brought me back. I would make ranch on, and it had to be, because it doesn't work the same on good bread, like, you know, Dave's Killer Bread or Oat Nut, because I've tried it, because that's the only bread like I'll buy at the grocery store. But if you have the cheap bread like Home Pride and you put ranch and then like Havarti or turkey, it's like the best sandwich in the world. Or like add some corn chips on top of that. It's fucking amazing. And now I sound like something that Brittany would eat. But it's really good. But now I'm thinking, in fact, we had all this ranch left from the ranch fountain Holly made for the premiere party. And I was like, what am I going to do? I'll give them back to her because they're like these giant Costco sizes, right?
Sam's
and I'm like,
Club, yeah.
Maybe I'll keep one because now I'm thinking about that sandwich I used to live off of.
I've never thought of putting ranch on bread.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. And so when I was at the store today, I was like in the bread aisle, but I'm trying to get back keto. So I'm like, don't buy it. Don't buy it. If you're that desperate, you've got Dave's here. The 60 calorie bread. Like just have one slice. I'm like, don't. I'm like, but it's not the same. What is good is Home Pride.
Jax.
Or, you know, Wonder. But I can't quite go that far. But Home Pride and Home Pride buttered. Very good. Again, not something I would buy, though, unless I was broke and 18.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like when you need to, like when you're like starving and broke, like I totally get it.
But I love how like, and they were on Andy too. They were talking about their diet. And he's like, and some chips. So it's like, Kraft Singles, which has like no nutritional value, it's like chemicals, like the processed, super processed turkey, the shit bread with no nutritional value, and that probably the mayo has the most value in there, and he's like, and some chips, and I'm like, you, there's no fucking way you guys can eat like this.
She ate it.
But like, she really, Kraft Singles, I'm not saying they aren't good, but they don't have kids, and
I don't even buy Kraft Singles, and I have kids, so like it's there are so many cheese selections that right. are on budget,
and now and there's like crazy holiday sales right now where you can get like just I don't know, take a step up and go Sargento or something. Or
it's like buy two for four.
Yes. Or even like the craft, and craft, but it's in the single, refrigerated
craft
section.
Singles is actually expensive.
Yeah. And it's not in the refrigerated section. Now, shouldn't that be?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Totally.
Hmm. Velveeta's not.
Yeah, Velveeta's not.
I don't. Well, see, this is how much it shows. I don't want to repeat myself like what I said to Rob, but like, I don't know, I guess, where it is because I don't buy it. I'm not trying to be all snobbery and shit again. I didn't realize I said that. Sorry. Sorry again. You guys, we told a Rob Spoletta story since he showed up at our viewing party on the other podcast. And apparently I threw Holly under the bus and I didn't mean to. And
it was, but Rob being like the gentleman that he was, he just laughed it off with me. And he's like, it's good. It's okay. I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, I know.
Okay, but mayonnaise gate.
Okay. Now, again, I always had a jar of mayo.
Uh-huh.
Because that's just how Diane bought it. Like, that's, I just thought that that's how I should have my mayo.
They didn't have the squeezable when you grew up, probably.
Yeah, I think it was like, but it was okay. Like, it would kind of be like a...
It's not economical.
Yes, it's like a luxury.
Right.
So now I have squeezable, like I'm like, yeah. I've come up and I have squeezable mayo and
came
I...
Came up like Britney to the opening credits.
Yeah.
Now you have squeezable, okay.
And I have to say, like, I really love it.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things in my refrigerator.
You know what, a slice, I like French fries with mayonnaise, but it's not the same if you like take it out of a jar and like blob it on. But if you squeeze it out, it's like you would at a restaurant with the mayo. Oh no, I agree with you. I like it. What I don't like is plopping like a giant.
I at least squiggle if I'm going to do a sandwich. I at least will go like I'll like go la 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 la. You know, like
If you don't have a knife, you squiggle and then you smash and kind of smear the bread around.
Yes.
But he did like a giant like cow pie like shit in the middle of the sandwich.
He just pooped it on there.
Yeah. Like someone had bad diarrhea right in the middle of the sandwich.
There was a major farting and pooping theme in this episode too. Did you notice that? Yeah. I mean, I loved it.
But then the corners of her sandwich like all dry and shit. It was just bread. Cuz even the turkey was like gathered up, scrunched up in the middle like a scrunchie.
I just felt like this scene is just so telling. It is 100% Jax. Like, can you imagine him as like just think of like what that means in his life. If that's how he makes a sandwich for himself or for Brittany,
right.
Like it's lazy. So like imagine him doing his laundry, lazy. Imagine him like washing himself, lazy. Imagine him being a lover. Lazy.
Yeah, 100%.
Like he's just in it for himself. Like the reason why his argument would probably be like, well, it all goes down the same hatch. Like, what's the problem?
Right. Like Brittany, when you chew it, she's like, Dak, did you put a mayonnaise on this? And he's like, it's in there.
Yeah, he's like, just eat the whole thing.
It's like, chew it. It'll be there. What's the difference?
And I feel like that's how he would be, like where he's like, what? Like doggy style's good enough. Like, who cares if you get what you need? Like, I don't know. Like it just like I was just like, ooh, like.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay, so then.
It was like the cheap options and then like a pile of shit in the middle. And like, I didn't see him rub the top bread around or smush it. Nothing.
No, and following Jax, Sarah and I also, we're both blocked from Jax, but we do follow social media and we will see tweets that he sends and people screenshot them in our group and we talk about them. And he has a couple of times like really got on people and he's like, we're eating healthy now. And Sarah and I have always pointed out he's always got a bag of chips. Or when he was like talking to Sherry about how Brittany keeps ordering Postmates and is eating unhealthy, yet he brought home bags of chips,
Doritos,
and loaded them in.
Yep. Last season when he was on that whole thing, and then he's like, okay, now everyone's gone, it's time to get healthy again, and they unloaded like a bag of crap.
I really think that he is you can just tell like he still eats like a little boy, like he enjoys like the staples of childhood.
I think we heard him say that about like hamburgers. He's like, no, I order like a 12-year-old boy, ketchup only.
Oh,
on his like hamburger.
I still order mine plain, just meat, cheese, bun. I love it. I don't like to taste anything but the meat and cheese. I'm not looking to taste some like lettuce or a tomato or some spread. Yuck. Yeah.
Well, I like the spread, but like an In-N-Out, I've been finding my, I always get animal style. And then now I realize it's too many components. Like I don't like more than three components. And then some of it's hot, but then like the pickles and the tomato make it cold plus the lettuce. It's like, no, I want it all like hot and gooey.
Yeah.
And so now I don't have the tomato, I pull it off, or yeah, I don't know. I get your point.
Yeah, it's just like it's just a really pure taste. Yeah, just
keep it clean, keep it simple.
Yes. The other thing that I noticed that as he is plating, so he poops the mayo on there, slaps the bread on there. He didn't cut it in half, did he?
Or no.
It was just
no.
And then he got some chips out of the cupboard. Now I paused it when in the cupboard, and I was like, "Let's see what he's got going on in here." Do you know what the first thing in the cupboard, like the first thing in your cupboard, is telling? Because you obviously reach for that a lot, right?
Yeah, it's not stuffed in the back. Yeah,
it was a can of Easy Cheese.
The squirt.
Yes,
squirt. Can,
the like, squirt can of like, you want to talk about unhealthy, like that is like straight up like
wow,
easy, like
is it beer cheese flavored?
Yeah, so maybe Brittany is like testing out cheese. She's like, this might be something we could get into, beer cheese, but it's like easy cheese.
Right. So you guys, if you haven't heard, Brittany said on Sheena's podcast that she is coming out with a line of beer cheese. So just be on the lookout for that. Maybe they're just testing all the cheeses on the market that come in a can so that she knows how to market it or like what works.
And I would just like to point out, I feel like now since you can see like what the cast is, we'll talk about each one of the cast members and what they are putting out. 'Cause now every single one of them is having like a product come out.
Yeah.
But what makes me like kind of LOL about it is they're totally listening to us. Like they are I feel like before like season 1 through 6, they were not listening to us at all. Like they could have had this done 4 seasons ago if they were listening.
Like Kristen's t-shirt line, when she actually really needed the t-shirt because she was like not getting airtime, should have had the phrases that we're doing. Should have had suck a dick t-shirt instead of like gypsy. I mean, you can still have gypsy, but have everyone's going to buy suck a dick, or everyone's going to be like, I'm a really fun girl.
Gypsy.
I mean, you know, her James May shit. It's like, yeah, you can. Now she's starting to clue in. She added Witches of WeHo. So she's starting to get it, but now it's too late. And like everyone, they're all coming out with these products. And it's like, I think they're all realizing, do we only have like one more season left? Shit, we need to maximize the shit. Like at least like Snooki and JWoww, like they started their tanning lotion like by season 3.
Yeah, if I were them, what do you think of how many? I think for sure one season left, but I can't see a 9. Mm-hmm. I think 8 to get Jackson Brittany's wedding and
to start transitioning out.
That's it.
Because like nobody's buying it anymore. I mean, let's face it. Tom and Tom do not work at Tom Tom. You never see them there. People that go there never see them. If they're there, they're hanging out.
Yeah.
That whole meeting with Lisa, and we'll get into that. Like clearly Pandora planned the menu. They're traveling all the time. So they're not really working there.
Yeah, they're working on behalf of the show and everything like that. But it's like, it's strange. Yeah,
they're not making any money.
No.
Nor will they.
Okay, so while he is bringing out the shower, Brittany's like, I'm going to bring out my little station. Now, I saw so much chatter about everyone asking about her makeup stand.
Yeah.
Where is this from? What's going on? I didn't see her answer one person.
That's rude.
But I found it.
Uh-huh.
And that's awesome. So how much do you think a contraption like that would cost?
I feel like I'm on the prices right. $299.
More.
Really?
$498 for that sucker. It's on Amazon. It's $498. I'll post it in the group, the link. It actually looks really fucking cool.
It's like a suitcase, but built into a TV stand?
Yes. On so wheels? So you can crunch down the legs.
That's cool.
Bring it with you. It's huge, so it holds all your shit with you.
Oh, so you can travel with it. You can crunch the.
Isn't that amazing?
That is
$4.98
cool.
And
well, especially if you're like someone that you know has to do appearances.
Yeah.
You know, because I wouldn't want to travel with that like that much. Shit, just for you know, on my regular travel. But if I was doing red carpets,
if you
or
had
events,
to travel, you travel with your own spackle.
Yeah,
yeah. I wrote in my notes like F Jax's like motorized cooler. I want this makeup
this is
case,
really cool. And it was yes. cute too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So and then she also made a comment. She's like, "Now you're making me a turkey sandwich."
Yeah.
Like she had to get that in there so we could all hear. Like, "Oh, good job, Brittany! You're finally doing it."
They planned that whole thing. Well, I have two things to say about that. They planned the whole thing. Like, "Hey, Jackson, wouldn't it be cute? Like, you know, because you've changed. We'll show them you changed. You make me a sandwich. We'll show them because that's all she says on Andy. She's like." I know he's changed. I've seen it. And now the whole world's going to see it. He's so changed. And she's like, he's walking the dogs more. He goes to the grocery store. And it's like, that's like a major change. He walks his own fucking dogs, you know. But she's really pushing it. But the other thing with the, oh, God, I said I had about the.
Well, and then he says, he's like, you know. That Florida hockey opportunity, you know, he's like, it was either dream job or dream girl.
Great.
And it's like, okay, Jax.
No, it wasn't. Oh, I know what she said on Andy. One of the quiz questions was, who wears the pants? And they both like, she's like, I do. And he's like, Brittany. It's like, I think she's trying to show everyone like, say he's changed and I wear the pants now.
And
it's
I
like,
whipped him into shape.
Yeah. Not buying it.
Okay, so let's talk about the gloves. I wanted to talk to you about this because I was so confused and there was a lot of different speculation out there and I heard that she addressed it.
She did.
So tell me what you
she
think.
She said because she has really bad eczema on her hands and like it had broken out so bad that she was getting cuts all over her fingers, which I can see because when I had psoriasis, they're super sensitive. So I would bleed all the time because I would like, you know, if you just hit something, it's like normally you're just like, ow. But when you have like psoriasis or eczema, your skin is super sensitive that you'll start bleeding. You'll get cuts and scratches. And so she had all these cuts of her hands. And so when she puts on makeup or does her hair, all those products really irritate it because it gets into the cuts.
Okay.
So that's why she was wearing the gloves because she was putting on her hair and makeup. And then he happened to give her the sandwich. So she probably wanted to eat with the gloves too. So like food doesn't get in to her cuts.
Okay. Got it.
So.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I actually thought she was like just trying to like preserve like her like little
nails.
Manicure, which probably, but I mean, I would, yeah. I didn't think the gloves were a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because
that'd be weird putting makeup on with your gloves, but.
Yeah. But then I thought, well, if that's the case, like every makeup artist would wear gloves and they don't.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so, yes. So Brittany is really pleading her case to us saying, look, you know, I'm really glad that I stayed with Jax, that I stuck with him because he's changed. And the reasons that she's giving us, it just really, like, broke my heart once again. And I don't want to get into feeling bad for Brittany because Brittany is making her own choices here, but the fact that this is how she's pleading her case to us about that he's changed is the fact that he's helping with the dogs, shopping for groceries, and buying tampons. It just really is throwing me for a loop.
Right. And then they have to show him that scene. Like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if they filmed me like buying tampons?
But like but they've had like a pretty long time to like come up with something good that Jax has possibly done for her. Like maybe, you know, picking up her favorite dinner or something like that. But all they could film was a shitty sandwich making, him going and buying tampons. But I will say that buying tampons, sending your dude to buy tampons is kind of like a rite of passage. And I'm wondering, did Jax refuse before? You know, like when now he's like in trouble, so he's doing it.
I'm not doing that. I'm not holding your purse. I'm not buying your tampons.
But this is a perfect transition into one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And
they helped us out and did us a favor.
Yes. So, because it just brings up, I was going to bring this up anyways, but thank you, Brittany, for helping us out. So we're going to talk about, Lola.
So what's cool is, you know, because, you know, no guy wants to have to go buy those. Girls don't even like to go buy them because, you know, half the time you have to plan ahead and you just never know. And I always hate like going to the grocery store and there's like some high school or college boy. And it's like, you know, they're embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. You know, or someone's waiting next to you in line and checking out your basket or even in the aisle. It's embarrassing. And so what I like about this is, you know, the idea of a subscription that they just comes that I can customize. I can say how many I need or what kind, size, that sort of thing. And then like it just comes to your door. So the embarrassment factor is gone and the convenience factor. You know, I just kind of thought, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. So what Lola products are, they're 100% natural and easy. There's no mystery fibers or chemicals or any doubts about like what's going into your body. What's nice is it's a customizable subscription. So you can, you know, have delivered exactly what you need or what you want when you need it. They also have another line. They have, Lola has a whole gynecologist approved line of sexual health and wellness products from condoms to personal items. But it's designed really for, it's by women, we're the founders, and for women. So all the products are stripped of any unnecessary irritating additives. And they're just really geared towards women. So that's cool. We like to support that. Other women.
I have to say, before I ever heard of Lola, I have no idea if the tampons that I used in the past are organic. Like, I never even knew to put organic cotton into myself. Like, I didn't know that that was a thing. So that's kind of cool. Like, well, I'm glad that someone else is thinking of this for me.
You guys know I'm always like, you know, the less chemicals, the better. And I'm like,
so did you search? Did you search that out before?
No, I didn't. No, I did not know about it before.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So, I like, you know, I like the idea that you can have it delivered and it's flexible. That you can change it, you can put it on hold, you can cancel it. You can, you know, what's nice is like if you can design it with what you need, because I find myself buying different boxes for different times, days. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot. And then, you know, it's just a lot. So I don't know. Check it out. I'm definitely going to check it out. You guys can check it out. You get 40% off your subscription if you use promo code PUMPERS. So I thought that was a very good deal.
Yes.
So 40% off. Go to mylola.com. It's MYLOLA.com. Use code PUMPERS and get 40% off when you subscribe.
And maybe we should let Brittany know this so she doesn't have to send Jax.
Right. Maybe Jax should get it for Brittany for Christmas, but really it's a present to himself.
Yes.
All right.
So thank you guys for supporting our sponsors, too, because we really appreciate that. That's how we're able to throw these viewing parties and things like that. So we appreciate you guys listening and listening to our ads. Thank you. Okay, so back to it. My next favorite scene of the whole episode was Jax farting. He's like, I have to fart. And she's like, Jax! And I watched this scene a couple of times. He sits there and gets the creepiest look on his face. I think I screenshotted it.
Yeah, like a little goblin. Like,
yes.
Yeah, like
like a statue boy or something.
Yes. It was
like, and he kind of like opened his mouth. I can't.
Like his eyes kind of shift side to side.
Yes.
It's almost like he's going to rub his hands together like.
Or like that freaking cat clock, you know, that's on the wall.
Or like in Scooby-Doo when they have like the Mona Lisa photographs, but then the eyes go side to side.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's him.
But and what his excuse was, I don't hold it in, Brittany. I don't hold it in. Like, that's unhealthy.
Well, we know that. He doesn't hold anything in.
No.
Passes any kind of hole.
Yeah, nothing
in Sorry, Brittany. I told you this. I can't hold it in.
Nothing in his pants is held in.
Except that ring.
Yeah. Okay, so as they're sitting there, you know, she's like, I'm not looking forward to my Tuesday shift this week.
Normally I like Tuesdays, but I told you what happened.
Now, okay, I'm having a hard time with this whole storyline because I cannot get over the fact that we're suddenly going to be blaming James for any of this shit because it's Jax's fault that any of this is happening.
Yeah. And so we saw a video in an article today where someone had a little video of that night of what happened. And kind of the context was he's creatively freestyling, Lisa. But really, it was like he was there at Sir and Sheena was there and he, like, she was dancing and like supporting him. And then so he played her song. She got up on his shoulders and was like working the crowd. And they were all, everyone was rocking out to Good as Gold. So then the song gets over and James gets on the microphone. He's like, everyone, like, Sheena's the greatest. He's like, stop giving her a hard time on social media. So what, you know, she had a love sick season six. Give her a break. He's like, let's not all forget, you know, don't y'all remember who the one that fucked Faith was? So he did it in the context of kind of like telling people to give Sheena a break and like whatever she did, if it was annoying, it wasn't like something evil and terrible like Jax cheating on Brittany with Faith. And so that was kind of the context of it. And then that's what happened. And then and I think the crowd was like, yeah. And so he's like, Jax and Faith. So did he take it too far? 100%. The whole season they ban him and blame him and because of this.
Yeah, so I also thought it was interesting that like while she's describing to Jax why she's upset, or she's explaining in her confessional, she's like, you know, James started rapping about Jax and she literally said an old girl.
Yeah, an old girl. Yeah.
Like
right?
That's weird because it was pretty recent, Brittany. So,
right.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
I mean, no. Does she deserve that? No. Did he, should he have done that, period? No. Especially with her there. If anyone's going to be there, do it in front of Jax and embarrass him. But, oh, girl.
I just got rich. I may cop a black wraith. Everybody remember when Jax fucked Faith. I mean, okay, I asked Chad this. I was like, Chad, do you think that sometimes the show producers and like the way they write a story, I feel like they think that it's going to go a certain way. And then, and even the cast is acting like that too, all through filming, recording, press, everything. They think they know how the show is going to go. I honestly think with Vanderpump Rules, especially sometimes it backfires in their face. Yeah. Because right now, like, I am like team James. Like, mm-hmm. I loved what he said. I thought it was hilarious. I did think it was creative. And like, I just wonder if like people are not going to hate him as much as they thought that he would for what he's done. Like, even we'll get into the Lala stuff too, but like, it's just not seeming as bad as they want us to think that it was or something. And I just wonder if we're all going to hate him as much as they expect us to.
Almost like season one when everyone hated Frank and they missed that whole story of Frank telling.
Yes, like, exactly.
Jax got a girl pregnant in Vegas. And I was like, whoa, you wanted us to hate Frank. So you're focusing on Jax, but actually,
yeah. Yes, but I just I think like they are out of touch of what we like to watch and what we catch.
Yeah.
What we remember, you know, like we are very invested in these people, so.
Yeah. I know they just have this huge, I mean, what I found so funny, and we'll get into this when Jax confronts him, is like James is like saying everything like smart and right because he's like, Jax is like, how many mistakes can one person make? And he's like, lots and lots and lots. And it's like, coming from Jax, that's hilarious. And then he's like, what? And James is like, haven't you ever done anything without thinking? And it's like, yes, that was an appropriate question to Jax, because everything Jax does, he does without thinking. So the fact that Jax, they're trying to make us side with Jax and be the moral compass over James is like the biggest joke ever. And I will like support James, even if James is 100% in the wrong, just for the fact that they're trying to make Jax the one in the right over everything is just, I'm sorry, it's not going to work for me.
And everyone, as in all of the girls, all, like it's like,
time's up, James. It's like, when is time up for Jax? How many cheats? And
I was
lies?
Actually, I'm actually a little offended that she's trying to make that correlation. I don't think it's funny.
It's offensive.
Yeah, it's like appropriation of me too. Like, it's not cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, and I think she thinks that that's going to be a celebrated moment. They could keep on really pumping that up, like
we're all going to hashtag time's up, James, or something.
Yes, and it's like, no, Katie, like, you just completely missed the mark on that.
It was
that.
Like when Jack said Me Too last season on the reunion.
My other favorite part.
Stassi says Nazi chic.
Yes. My other favorite part is when, so James is telling us what he rapped, and I fell over. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And then as he's telling the story, he's like, yeah, so everyone went, wow, yeah, I remember. Like, how he saw it is he did that line, and everyone who's in front of his DJ stand, and there are a lot of people in front of his DJ stand. We've been there. We've seen it. But for him to think that everyone was, like, looking, like, it'd be like if I turned to you in the crowd and I'm like, wow, Sarah, I remember. Like, he did fuck Faith. Remember? Like,
yeah, right.
Like, it was just so funny how he thought everyone was like, yeah, cool, we remember. Like, I don't know. That cracked me up.
I like when he's like, do I regret it? No. Like, does Kanye West regret when he says he wants to, like, screw Black Kate Moss? I was like, did Kanye ever say that?
Yes, it's in, like, a famous song.
Oh, okay. Again, I'm not up with my... I knew more Drake trivia than you, so I get a pass. Okay, I thought he just randomly made that up. I was like, well, that's a weird correlation, but okay.
No, it's like... James is... Dude, they're like, James
he
is
said a
quick.
Black Kate Moss. Yeah. Oh.
You could be the Black Kate Moss tonight. Remember that song?
Oh. Okay. I have to, by far, 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 my favorite line. Okay. I have a favorite scene or confessional, but my favorite line, and I heard it, but when I watched it the second time, I was like, I busted up laughing.
What?
When Jax is like, it's very calculated. Do you know what that means? He's like, yes, I know. That's not a complicated word, Jax. Because I was like, he said it so fast that I was focused on what his comeback was going to be.
Same.
But that was hilarious. He's like, Jax was like inferring, do you know what that means? And James is like, that's not hard, buddy. Like, I know for you, you feel smart by saying something with more than two syllables, but that's not even a good example, Jax.
And I feel like Jax was so excited to use that word because he used it earlier with Brittany.
Like,
and
over
then,
and over.
And then he came storming in and he's like, calculated. Like, he was all proud of it. James is like, oh, God.
Yeah, he said it to Brittany like three times, and then he said it to James like three times. And it's like, that's not even a big word, Jax.
Okay, but I do agree with James that he's saying, like, I loved how he's like, that's my art, man. And it is his art. And music, you are allowed to tell a story. And nothing that he said was untrue.
Right.
He's not even, like, creating, like, a rumor or whatever. Like, there's such a thing as diss tracks. Like, it is a thing.
If he made a rap saying, Britney's lazy and fat, and all she does is, you know, rip on my rap.
My ass.
You know, it's like, that is still stuff Jax said, but it's really directed at her and focused on her, whereas like, Jax fuck Faith. It was like, well, that's on Jax and that's on Faith. I know it affected, obviously, Brittany was the one cheated on, but, you know, I think it was like a couple snippets. It wasn't a big, like, I don't know.
I mean... Like, I'm trying to think, I'm trying to think, like, if I was standing next to Brittany when this happened, would I have, like, laughed, or would I have, like, turned around and been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, which would I have done? And it probably would have been laughed. I still think it's really funny, even if she was sitting here. She's the one, it was her decision to stay with him. She's chosen to be okay with that and to move on.
And to blame old girl.
Yeah. So I just just like is part of their history. I don't know.
To blame old girl Kelsey, all those bitches. So those bitches like you were getting the mean mug from Raquel for moving in on your man.
Yeah.
Raquel, stop hanging out with Brittany. No, just kidding. So Okay.
Oh, and then so Raquel kind of says like that James needs to be more sensitive. So I think we got a little glimpse into maybe that she's going to be trying to keep him on the straight and narrow.
Like, yeah, on a controlled leash or something.
Yeah, and I think she's got her work cut out for her. So LVP shows up.
I love that. We love your restaurants. And then she's like, oh, well, thank you. As if they can hear in the car that they're driving away and yelling down the street. She's like, oh, well, thank you. I'm like, yeah, what was that like an extra that Evolution paid to? Can you say someone like they love my restaurants, please?
I did. I was noticing. I was like so aware since we've been there so many times when they're filming and we see kind of what they're up against with fans and stuff. Every single scene has people holding their phones up, recording them. Yeah. In every scene, I 100% expect to see us this season in the background, and I'm going to be so disappointed if I don't. But I also thought it was funny, like they're rolling up in their Rolls Royce, and she's like, it's time to get back in the saddle. I'm back now after, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, is that, I'd like to get back in the saddle in a Rolls Royce too. You know, like rolling up to my like beautiful restaurant in West Hollywood. Just, like,
she gets new cars more often than she gets new blouses because I'm just, can you just wear something else? Like it's in the credits. She rolls up in that same magenta satin pussy bow. Does she have 300 of them? Does she only wear one shirt? Like what's going on?
I mean, everyone else is like creating their products. Lisa should just like go on QVC and do a pussy bow blouse.
Well, we heard at TomTom they only give the staff one shirt. So maybe she just only believes in like a one shirt world.
Except for, like, she does have more. Like, where does she even find these?
No, remember, did you watch Beverly Hills that season? Someone asked her that. And they, she has a designer that she buys all, it's like the same blouse, but she has it in 100 colors.
Okay.
And fabrics, but they're usually satin and magenta-ish. They're just different forms of pink. But
I sweat in satin.
I mean, as hot as it is in West Hollywood, and it's always long sleeve.
That's what I mean, like under the pits. Like, I don't care what you...
Well, she has them custom made, so maybe she has them built in.
She's figured out how... Like, or but, she's just figured out how that feels best on her. I don't know.
Or she like has them sew in like a cotton gusset or something.
So now we come to the part of the episode that was like really, really emotional. I mean, this happened in our viewing and it got real dark in the room. I felt like it like really brought, it was freaking sad. So Lala, Lisa walks up to Lala at the hostess stand and it cuts to, you know, they're like, how are you? Oh, I'm good. I should ask you. And it goes into Lala's confessional and she says that she lost her dad. And, you know, says that she's 27 years old without a dad and then just like chokes up and just like immediately I choked up. It was really hard to watch. And then hearing about, you know, Lisa's brother, mm-hmm. Jax's dad. I mean, the cast has really gone through some hard things. So it's really
she lost her uncle this year.
Yeah. It's like really some they're having to really deal with some big life changes. So yeah, just kind of like a rough, thing. And I liked that, Lala, like what she's taking away from, her dad passing away is just to be kind. I really thought that was cool and a little Cinderella-ish.
Mm-hmm. But then to lighten the mood, we pan over to Sheena and she's like, what can I get for you, handsome? And he's like, God, you are beautiful. Are you seeing anyone? She's like, a few. And he's like, well, would you go out with me? She's like, let's do it. I loved getting drinks. And then they pan to her confessional. She talks about Rob breaking up with her. He asked her over on August 31st. You guys listened to our other podcast. Rob said that that was not true. But I think they're both true and they both have their what when it happened and when it didn't. But she said that he invited her over to talk, but that it was his fantasy football pick day. So she had to wait a couple hours. And then she's like, and then I didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
So
after
and she agrees to go out with that customer.
Yeah. And I saw in our Facebook group, there was a couple of questions about if that scene was like staged because they're like, oh, you know, how is that right? Because that customer was mic'd up and was talking. Now, since Sarah and I have filmed, I have to say I'm not sure that he was mic'd, because when we were filmed, we were not mic'd. They just had a boom. So I don't think, I think it was actually real and natural.
Well, I think they go, they know the tables that the cast servers are going to go to, and they follow them over there. That's what they did with Tom and Guillermo to our table. They follow them over there with the cameras.
As much as everyone thought that it was like fake and the person was possibly mic'd up, I don't think that they were. Did you? It seemed really natural, just like ours was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another little Sheena trivia that I got from Rob. I went downstairs after he left our viewing party, and he said that he ran into Sheena for the first time in like a long time when she was with Adam at the Dodger game. They were both at the Dodger game, and he said it was really awkward. It was like one of those moments where you see the person in the corner of your eye and you're like,
How do you run into someone at a football game or a baseball game when there's thousands of people? Like, she ran into him at, what was it? Not Coachella, but Kaboom or Kaboom, which is like Coachella. Like, really, out of the thousands and thousands of people, you run into your ex like all the time like that. That's crazy.
That's weird.
Like, I just went to Dodger Stadium. There's no way I would run into someone I knew. It's huge.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's interesting that it's still like awkward and weird.
Did he talk to her there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. So. Okay. Yeah. So.
Jax. So we're pretty sure we were here this night, because we definitely saw that scene of him standing back like towards the alley, and then he storms in. They had him do it like two or three times, right? They retook that shot.
Well, we were 100% there on See You Next Tuesday that night.
Yeah.
And I believe they were still filming into the night when we arrived.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were definitely there.
Well, he looked all irritated. He was by himself. He was storming through that back into the front towards the DJ, exactly how they showed it.
Mm-hmm.
So he just kind of passed by our
table.
And that's
when we started seeing the tweets and everything about the whole Britney thing. And that's when we knew that was going to be a big storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of Jax's Mustang? We've seen that before, but so he rolls up, like he takes Britney to work in like his like classic car.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of with the proposal thing. I'm like, every time, like I've seen them drive to Malibu, they're always in one of his Corvette or his Mustang. Or so I'm like, wasn't she suspicious that he's like, you know, let's just take an Uber this time. It's like, I know we go to Neptune's Net all the time, but and I always drive one of my, you know, car collector item cars. But this time, let's just take an Uber like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
Like that seemed a little, I don't know, odd. She also said on Andy, they're like, you know, why Neptune's Net? She's like, well, it's where we had our first date, and so it really means a lot to us. And I was like, that's bullshit. That's not where you had your first date.
I mean, yeah, really.
You had your first date hooking up with them all weekend in Vegas. And then, wasn't it the next one was he went out to Kentucky to the Derby? And then she came here, and then she moved here.
Yeah, I know they went to Malibu right away.
But like that's not their first date. I mean, unless they don't count their weekend of hooking up a date, maybe it's the first time he took her out to dinner.
Maybe their first date in LA.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, I know. We're just going to get real particular here.
Yes, that's what we do.
Other people caught that too in our group. They were saying, they're like, that's not your first date. We're calling bullshit. But yeah, first date in LA, sure.
I also liked when, so Jax is rolling in his Mustang, and then when he gets out to like go hunt James down, it turns into like hip hop music. Like it's all boom, 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 like, you know, like Jax is from the streets and he's going to bring it right to James's doorstep.
Well, he's coming at him like a train. Let's be real men and fight.
Yeah. And then I was cracking up at the shots of like, so like Jax is like coming in hot, and then like Sheena's like looking like side eyeing, and then it like cuts to like Peter, and it made it look like they were all like in the same room when those are like totally different rooms where you cannot see like what he's doing.
No,
I thought that was funny. And then Peter's like, what's going on with James or Jax? And Brittany's like, you didn't hear?
No. What happened? What's up with James? I was in Vegas at a Haribo convention. What happened?
So then it cuts to Lisa and she's like, Joe, I need my daily fish. Did you hear that?
No.
She goes into the kitchen. And she's like, Joe, I need my daily fish. Oh. Does she like have a piece of fish every day?
Well, that would make sense since I heard that's the only good thing that like is on the menu there is the fish. And maybe because she eats it every day, she makes sure it's like edible.
I also saw like the little trough of like peas.
Yeah. No, they give you like 6 cups of peas. It's ridiculous. It's like the onions, the peas. I don't understand. Peas make more sense than grilled onions. Like who eats like buckets worth of grilled onions? Like just by themselves. It's very weird. And they were like big. It's odd. Anyways, guess I do order the peas when I do try an entree, which those days are over, but I've had the peas several times and there's just like, it's like literally a bucket.
Yeah.
So I love also when Jax confronts James, another one of the things, like I said, you know, he's like, haven't you ever made any mistakes? He's like, apologies don't work. You know, how many apologies do you think you can get away with? And I'm like, exactly, Jax. How many apologies do you think you can get away with? Like,
okay. Now, was he fucking with us here? Like, was this whole thing, like, is this whole thing set up to just make him look like the biggest hypocrite, or does he not know that he is? Like, I'm so confused.
He has to be that stupid because based on the tweets to 90 Day Fiancé, like, how he yells at everyone, like, shows how much you know, you see 5% of our lives, or this is real, but that he doesn't believe that 90 Day Fiancé could be, and, like, he's the worst tweeter, hater, troll. It's like, you're doing the same thing. So I think he is just that stupid. Well, we've seen his spelling. I mean, did you see what he posted last week with the, someone said, you know, when are you going to do this? And he goes, just have patience. And he spelt it like medical patience. It's like, really? You're that fucking stupid? Like, I understand a typo.
Dream job.
Or autocorrect. You can tell the difference between patience and patience. It's not going to correct it.
Or like if you're like quickly firing off a text and you like leave off a letter. Like yeah. Today, like I was texting a mom, I'm like, oh, like I'm here. And I wrote, I'm her. You know, it's like, ah, shit. You know, but it's too late. I already sent.
Or sometimes I'll just then text the E.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you get it. It's like it's a typo or it's an autocorrect or something.
But his is constant.
It's terrible. So no, I believe he is just that stupid. I don't think they're fucking with, I think production may be fucking with us by highlighting that. But Jax, the things he's saying, he truly is shocked by James's behavior and he doesn't see the parallel at all.
Like the first thing is that he's like, let's go outside. Like he has to like act real tough like right away. Yeah. And
I
then,
wish they would have so that he could have got arrested and got another thing on his record.
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous when he tried to say apologies don't matter, they don't work. And then James gives it right. This is why, like, I'm sorry, but James, I was like team James in this because he was just spitting back so fast.
Yeah.
And he is like, oh, so you can apologize to the world, but I can't.
Yeah, exactly. He's very quick.
Yes. Like like
and sometimes so quick you miss what he said, but it's like genius and brilliant point.
Yeah, that's why I was able, like, I think that's why I had to watch it 3 times because I was like, whoa. Like yeah. It's, and I was watching with subtitles, so.
It's not even a big word.
Now, this really bothered me, and I saw a lot of chatter about this in the group, too. Why is Jax disinviting James to everything this summer, but he hadn't even proposed yet?
Right.
This is before the proposal, about a week and a half before. So he basically just let us know that everything in his life is already planned because they knew that this was coming. All and obviously, trips, production, everything, he fucked up on that because I thought this was real life, Jax. If this was real life, you wouldn't know those dates because you haven't planned it yet because your fiance doesn't know yet and nothing has been done. But you just let us know that everything's planned.
Right? Like how many events would they normally have? Like, last year they had a housewarming party. Like,
and the fact how he said Brittany and I's events.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just like, I'm blackballing you from the group events.
Like, I know if he would have said, I'm going to make sure no one invites you to anything this summer.
That would have been better.
It would have been made more sense. But like, you're the Brittany and I's events, like, okay, what? I guess his birthday is that in, that's in, yeah, June. So you're not invited to our birthday. What else? You're going to have another housewarming? No, obviously you're planning shit.
Yes. So that was stupid. And then James is like, that's horrible.
He's like, I don't understand. That's not fair, mate. That's horrible. I love that. It's like, okay.
So in between this fight, James like lets us know, like, at one point him and Jax were getting along and things were okay. Things were looking up. And Jax even bought him a pair of limited edition Supreme underwear. Now, I was very jealous of this, not of the underwear, but of the brand. Like, I really want something Supreme. Mm. Like, I am into it. And I thought his underwear were cool.
I liked the fact that he had a video that they could reference of him dancing around in front of a mirror in the underwear.
Right? And being like, hey, hey, hey.
Doing, like, the gun to himself. Like,
and he's just, like, so little. Like, he's just such a little guy, you know? Kind of like Little Rob.
Not to be confused with Big Rob.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then he's just like, you know, does the calculated thing, the mistakes thing. And then it's just like Jax is just kind of shut down. He keeps shutting him down.
And he keeps on. And he even asks Jax, he's like, hey, Jax, haven't you ever done anything without thinking twice? Like, yeah. I think you have.
He's trying to help him out.
Yes.
But then I just love, like, finally Jax is shut down. He's like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. And that's it.
I love then, so Lisa, well, first they show a shot of the gross goat cheese balls. And that is exactly what they look like, people. And you heard our other podcast. Allie sent them back because they tasted like chalky glue. Anyways, judge for yourself, but I wouldn't recommend.
That's so disappointing. Especially because they promote it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if they are promoting like the skirt steak or whatever, I'd like kind of believe them. But
yeah,
the fact that they're endorsing this disgusting dish is...
Well, no, look, the presentation is terrible. Like literally, I was like, is that supposed to be like a cum sauce? Because it was like this filmy, milky, see-through. I don't even know what the sauce was, but just like a little strand of it on a ball. The coating on the ball is so gross. Like you couldn't just do like a real batter. You know, like,
yeah,
like, I don't get it. And then it's on like some random useless, like shredded zucchini and carrots. It's so dumb.
That's
like,
yeah.
That nobody eats. So then Lisa comes in and she wants to find out what's going on. And James is, I love that she kind of like, she told James to go away so she could hear the story, but he keeps popping back in. Like, he's like the little like whack-a-mole. He keeps popping back up. He's like, but Lisa, and he starts whispering. I was whispering. I didn't raise my voice. I was whispering. And then she's like, go away. I'm talking to Sandoval. And then he's like, I was creatively freestyling. And she's like, shut up. I'm talking to Sandoval. But he kept bobbing back in there.
He is just, it's just entertaining, man. I just, I hope that we don't have less James coming up, but I have a feeling we do. And then Lisa spits a rap.
Yeah.
She's like, ugh. She's like rapping is hard and then raps.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like every day that I'm not living out my dream of writing a rap about Vanderpump Rules, like we're just like losing momentum here. Like,
yeah.
I originally, you guys that don't know, it is my, like I was telling Sarah, like one of my dreams came true of having a podcast, a successful podcast like that. I cannot believe that we do. And it's like such a dream come true. So now that that has happened, like I feel like I can like shoot for the moon. And it's like, what else can we do? Like, is what other dreams do I have? Mm-hmm. And one of my dreams is to like have my own rap, write my own rap and have a freaking music video. And I keep on like making up excuses of why I can't do it or putting it off. And I need to just do it because I want to. And originally I was writing a song called Hanging and Banging based on Sheena. And I just don't know. I need to see if that's going to be like a major part of this thing, if it was just written into the cast bios. But I'm thinking that I may get more bang for my buck out of like a Jax diss track. Mm-hmm. Like something crazy going in on Jax.
Yeah.
That would just make him like erupt and like, I mean, I'm already blocked. So
yeah,
I'm thinking Jax and maybe even Jax and Brittany together. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like it's
I told Jeremy about the rap poems. He's like, I want to hear them. I'm like,
He wants to, he wants to get involved.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. So,
Beau's debut.
I was a little disappointed with his debut. I didn't think they introduced him well enough. Like, it was just kind of like,
yeah.
I mean, they did a montage of Stassi and Beau together, but mm-hmm. I guess I don't know how I wanted that done, but it felt weird to me.
Did you notice he has like constant bedhead? Like his hair always looks like ruffled.
I think he has curl, like wavy hair, and it's just, yeah, it's like,
he's just like, lets it be. He can't
be tamed. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't do anything. It's not like Schwartz, which is always like, he's trying to do something, but it fails. And it's not like coiffed like Sandoval or even Jax's hair look good on Watch What Happens Live, but it's just, it's like normal, regular guy hair.
Totally.
But like, I feel like he would work in IT.
Yes. I can't wait to see, you know, after someone sees himself on TV, like what's going on. I also just quickly want to make a note. Well,
we saw what happened. He's now repping suits.
Oh, right. I have to say, I feel like everyone on the cast is looking amazing. Like, I feel like they all have figured out what looks good, and they are bringing their A game this season. And everyone, it's like everyone's had a glow up. Like, they look, that they could not look better than they do right now. Like, each one of them look the best that they can with what they have. They look great.
Yeah. When they went over to Katie's when she was vacuuming, I was like, she looks fantastic. And we've seen her recently in person. She does look fantastic. Like, but she this time looked really great on camera too.
She looked really good. I liked her hair. It was cute.
Yeah. And she just looked really fit and lean. And she always has been. It's just like sometimes camera angles are weird. Like, this is kind of how it worked for Brittany. She was always tiny. It's just sometimes certain camera angles. And yeah, she did change her body a little bit. But yeah, everyone was talking about how she looked on Watch What Happens Live. But it turns out, because her face looked completely different, but she had emergency root canal the day before. So her mouth was still all like jacked up from oral, like whatever was done. But you'll have to watch it.
I saw her, and I don't know if I'm buying that. I've had many a root canals, and my face has never contorted to look different way.
I was in the chair for 6.5 hours, and my face was still numb, so I was like, whoa. But that was...
I saw you right after, and you didn't look like that.
Right. It was like 2 hours later, it was normal.
But maybe people have... Like, let us know. Have you ever had a reaction like that? I'd like to hear from someone who possibly looked, you know... Like, I've seen people look like that after jaw surgery.
I mean, they don't really put you under for, like, a root canal.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know. But I did think her boobs have calmed down a little bit.
And I wonder if she had reached out to her. Like, you know, she had, like, a dental emergency. Did Sheena reach out? Yes. Okay, so we're at the Belmont.
Did Stassi reach out? That's the question.
Really? Yeah.
The Belmont. Yeah, so you need to tell your story.
So we go to the Belmont, and it's Schwartz, Stassi, and Beau. They sit down to grab some drinks, and the server rolls up, and I know the server. I went to elementary school, junior high, and high school with this person. His name is Kurt Finney, and we're going to get him on the podcast and go visit him. He's super funny, super talented guy. He's an actor, producer, everything, and also a bartender at the Belmont. So I know I've talked, Allie and I are like super into YouTube, so we like bond over that. But if you guys are bored and you want to watch something at work that will like totally make you LOL, you have to watch Kurt's series. It's called Massholes. And he did it years ago before YouTube was big. And like, I don't think it even has like a million views of this series. It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. It's with Kenny Wormwald, who was in Footloose and a bunch of other movies. It's freaking hilarious. Massholes. Go check it out. This isn't sponsored. I didn't tell Kurt I was going to plug his shit. It's funny. Massholes. Oh. Really, really, really funny and entertaining. So anyways, I saw him be the server. So I was like, oh shit, like, look at, there's Kurt. So it was just cool that, you know, once again, we got insider info for you.
We gotta go to the Belmont. Like, we can go and stop at all the places.
But I want to go podcast there.
Let's just actually go to the Belmont.
Yes. Yeah. We should plan that. We could do it like a Tuesday and like do it after like record, not do a Monday recording, but do a Tuesday recording or something.
Yeah, go up there and do that. We also have the Golden Crappies coming up that we could go before that.
Oh, okay. I'm down with that.
Kaya's going to be in town. I told her, well, you're not invited to the Crappies because they're sold out, but you can like go do something in Hollywood. And
will she?
Yeah. I cool. said you could go meet Heidi or just go to a hotel or something. But we could always go before the Crappies or something.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so we're getting introduced to Bo. They did a little flashback to Patrick, and I had the same reaction that I did watching Patrick all last season. I was just like, ugh, like seeing him on screen just
makes
me.
What's the lesson?
Oh,
the lesson is.
Such a smart ass dickwad. I'm super happy that Stassi is happy right now, like seeing that montage of them like wearing their face mask, traveling, being goofy together. It's like, yeah. I feel like we haven't seen Stassi like this ever,
just like letting her hair down and not caring, especially as opposed to last season where she was just on such thin ice all the time of like constantly trying to impress him, like not saying a word because what if it's the wrong word, you know, like it's just a 360. And like, this is how you should go through life, being like so giddy about someone, but so like happy and like relaxed and, you know, so good for them.
Yeah. So let's talk about Schwartz for a second.
I don't understand how like six half shots are better than three full shots. Cause he's like, well, you know, I could do three full shots, but then I'll feel like shit. But if I do like six half, it's like, six times the glory. But I'm like, but it's the same amount of alcohol, so you're not gonna still feel like shit. Like, but he's still into that glory of it. It's like six times the glory. Oh, you know, that shot, it's like everything. Like,
and then I felt like when he was telling Kurt like his order of like, I don't do like why does your bartender want to know that shit? Like, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And order a shot and do what you want with it, but no one wants to hear it.
Right.
It was just weird.
Is that going to become a thing now in LA, like a half shot?
Yeah.
Maybe at Tom Tom.
It's kind of funny.
$3 half shots. Jackson and I are going to we're gonna share this. It's like, just drink half of it. And then if you want the other half later, drink it or put it in your drink or don't. Give it away. Throw it on the ground like I do.
Yeah. So Jax rolls up and like they talk about how he just confronted James. And I thought it was interesting that Stassi fired off some shots at James too. Like, she was getting in there and
I'm white Kanye.
She called him a little girl.
Yeah.
And mocked him and said, yeah, white Kanye. So, yeah. And then Jax talks about how he's going to propose. And that's when Stassi launches into her thing saying that she feels like he's really changed.
Yeah, but if he hasn't, she'll find gross and obscene ways to crucify him. But
and he's like, thanks for that.
Yeah. They asked, like, why her? Like, why did he tell her first? And he's like, well, she's been a really good friend for a really long time. And I'm like, she wouldn't even film with you in season 3 and 4. Like,
yeah,
okay, like Kristen has been your friend for a really long time. Anyways, so I mean, that was kind of it.
Yeah,
I hate the next scene. It's like, grosses me out, freaks me out. I can't stand gauges, but especially that big when the skin is like the size of, ugh, that guy was so icky to me.
I've always been grossed out by those, and no offense if you have one, like, that's cool, but ever since someone told me that it smells,
ugh,
that's like, I have never gotten over that. And so I, like, anytime I see that, like, I'm like, ooh, like,
what that, I mean, especially his, like, I know a lot of people have the, but you know, and I don't even like looking at the smaller ones, but you know, you do you, but that giant one, it just is, it's unnecessary.
I mean, is that still in style? I was kind of surprised to see that.
Oh,
I feel like that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. So I didn't like, I didn't even like, you know, watching their ears pierce. So I didn't get the whole scene. I didn't care. Can we just talk about, but this is when Katie does her time's up, James, and meh.
Let's just talk about really quickly how Lala says that James just treats people like they're disposable. And when they were at Coachella, he made a comment in front of Randall and said, like, oh, like, what's the big deal? Like, we've all...
we know each other inside and out, literally, something like that.
Yeah.
Which I can understand would be, if he made that type of reference to Randall, that's not appropriate. They're not close buddies. Like, obviously, like, Stassi, Jax, and Kristen can, like, joke about that now. But he doesn't have that relationship with Randall. He's just coming off calling him a fat old man. So, it just, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I totally see how it could be embarrassing and, like, inappropriate, but I just don't know if it, like, requires the type of reaction that Lala's giving it.
Yeah, no, not the because, time's up kind of thing.
Yeah, and especially because, I don't know, it is something that did happen and everyone knows about it. Like, you can't just be with your partner and, like, act like you've never had anything in the past.
Yeah. Or current wife before.
Yeah. You know, like, it's just, I just think that's kind of like a weird thing. And
yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just wasn't quite sure how I felt about how they were just like so quick to be like, James is cut off. Like, there just isn't enough info. I'm not offended enough.
Yeah. Like, to say time's up, which is a serious like phrase.
And the look on her face was annoying, too, when she said it. Like, she was so pleased with herself.
Yeah. And then Kristen being like, I feel sorry for anyone that I go after. Like, I am going to be on a mission to make his life hell. I am the karma police. A lot of people are like, easy trekking there, Kristen. You're not exactly qualified, maybe.
It's kind of like how Jax was like completely unaware talking to James. Yes. She's unaware here. Yes.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, we still remember and both
not,
of you.
Yeah, and not just regarding the Jax Stassi thing, but just the whole like Sandoval, Ariana, like
James, everyone.
She's got a lot of...
yeah, she's done a...
karma police karma coming her way probably too at some point. Yes. But, all right, so we go over to a fake scene at Villa Blanca where the Toms come over and she kind of lays into him. She's like, well, Pandy's got the whole menu ready and some of the cocktails, and why haven't you delivered me anything? And it's like, dude, Lisa, like, that's all we do every weekend. It's like, we taste cocktails. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
What'd you think on that?
In a way, I felt bad for them. Like, yeah. I feel...
He had a good point.
Yes.
When has Pandora ever been a bartender or mixologist? And, like, I thought it was called Tom Tom.
Yeah, but I also feel like if it is true that she... that they did not deliver what she asked them to, and that they just kept on dreaming too big and not actually putting pen to paper and handing it to her.
Yeah.
Then I think she had a valid point, but
kind of like Craig on Southern Charm with the pillow thing.
Yeah. Like, he tweeted out that was not true, that he got Lisa the menu. Like, oh, he said he gave it to Pandora and that she never gave it to Lisa or something like that. He's saying he did what he was supposed to do.
Okay.
But
is that enough though? Like, for both Toms, like, that's all they're supposed to do is come up with a little cocktail. I mean, I'm not going to say little and belittle that because, you know, yeah, they're crafty, but I loved when Lisa was like, oh, whatever they're doing, I don't care. Flaming scrotums, fine, do it. Just give me the description or whatever. Because their cocktail list really is that. You're having to Google every other word. You're like, what? What's this? What's that?
And I feel like they have some good ideas, and I like where they're going with it. But I definitely understood why Lisa was frustrated, because it's like he has these grand ideas that just sound asinine for quickly getting the restaurant up and running where she's losing money every single day. She's not open.
And he does. And he has like that grand thing and everything.
A diamond press ice cube. Like, what the fuck? Like, just all this stuff. Like, I get it. Like, I really liked his shot glass idea.
Yeah, that would have worked. And then, but remember when Heather Dubrow had the diamond ice cube? So I got where he's going with it. It would look cool, and I would probably order that. But,
and it's honestly, it really sounds like he has. I've heard them say about Tom Sandoval before that he, like, if he picks out an outfit for an event or something, he obsesses over it until he can't, you know, do anything else. And like, that's kind of like I obsess over like a party, and I can't like get over it until like I do everything I need to do.
Yeah.
And so I feel him on that. But this was a hard scene to watch, because I feel like his feelings really got hurt. I really do think he was trying his best to really impress her and come up with like classy, cool ideas that were, he thought it was like Tom, like this will be Tom.
Yeah.
And then to hear that like Pandora just made like a shitty cocktail list and a menu was like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
So I totally understood why they were upset. And once again, I feel like Schwartz isn't really contributing anything. Yeah. Like, I don't know why he's just like, why he's even there.
I don't know.
He was just the taste tester. Like, what the fuck did he do?
Which is just another justification just for him to get schwasted.
Yes. You know? Yeah.
So exactly. I don't understand why Schwartz is there. And I think Sandoval has been working on it, but he's like, you know, I don't know if he procrastinates like Craig on Southern Charm, but he keeps going bigger and bigger and can't.
Yeah. Focus. It's like someone like that needs to just have like an assistant that like can write down the ideas and then like type them. Like, he needs to have someone that's like actually doing the stuff that he needs to do, and then he can like micromanage that person or something.
Yeah, like documenting the steps and everything.
Yes.
So there's that, but he had good points.
Like, but I also thought it was so weird how like they were like literally testing the drinks in like his kitchen, and like some of the tea that they were using, like he held up like a shitty tea bag.
I know.
And it's like,
it's like, I'll put this black tea in there, you know, but ideally we'd like to get this one. But it was like, I thought what he referenced to was just like, this isn't like a high end.
It was like a Tazo tea.
Yeah. Like, you're charging $18 for these cocktails that sound cool in theory, may look cool, don't taste cool.
No. There's been a couple of drinks that no one's even been able to drink.
I mean, would I get five and I could only drink one and I didn't love it?
Yeah.
It was just like the only drinkable one.
It's the drink menu is a little disappointing. Just everything sounds cool, but it's you can't drink it. It's too strong and gross.
Yeah. Or bitter. It kind of tastes like.
Not enjoyable. You want to enjoy. If you're paying, you know, $20 a drink, you want to enjoy it.
Yeah. I think a little more like, if they go back to basics, like a Tom Clickio, he's like, just make it classic, simple, like clean but perfect, whereas they're just throwing like everything in the kitchen sink and it'll create this weird flavor or taste or aftertaste in your mouth.
I still appreciate that they're trying stuff, but yeah, it needs to be, you need to be able to drink it.
Or you maybe have a couple specialty novelty drinks that are like, you know, one's on fire, one's smoking,
right, one has cotton candy or
and
something.
Then you have some classic ones but just done really well, or you'll change it a little bit, a little twist on a classic.
Yes.
You know, and like fresh ingredients instead of
I would be really surprised if we didn't see some updates to their drinks, because it's just I've just seen so many people be disappointed in the face when they order their drink.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to reorders on.
No.
People are going to try them because they sound interesting, and then they're going to be like, I'm not going to get that again.
Yeah. Or like, I would send it back. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like, if I was on like a budget and that was a special night for me and I ordered one of those drinks, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't drink this. Like, you need to take it back.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we were somewhere. Someone just, well, I know it was Allie, but someone sent the drink back. I don't know. I was just somewhere. And, but because of what it was, just like, I can't drink this. Okay. Anyways. Dog park. Stassi just tries to like not reveal what she knows. Did you hear Brittany call Monroe sissy?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, now you have to watch it a fourth time when they first get to the dog park and they're like, look, sissy doesn't even know how to like run on this.
I've heard it though on the Instagram stories. Ever since you told me, I've heard it.
Okay, this is really my favorite part of the show besides the calculated scene. Was when we discovered Brittany slept with Aaron again.
Yikes.
Saves part of the show. Love it for Brittany. Love it for Aaron. A little payback. Love it for Jax. And then everyone was questioning the timeline. They're like, well, we all remember when she went to Kentucky a whole bunch that summer. And she went with Sheena. She went with Zach. She went back several times. She said it on Andy, like, I'd go to Kentucky or he'd go to Florida. We'd just keep swapping. But then, so we were trying to figure out, when we podcasted with Aaron, that was right around the time she was in Kentucky. So Heather did a little timeline. And the only thing is I know she was in Kentucky a couple times. But we did definitely podcast right around when he was hanging out with her. So my theory is I think Aaron's just a super nice guy anyways, and he doesn't smack talk anyone. Like, you can see it on his social media.
Yeah.
He's so positive.
Yes.
But he was very complimentary of her. Well, that kind of makes sense because they were hooking up then and hanging out. And then Holly and I couldn't figure out, for all the things we've said to or about Jax in the past when we were not blocked and we never got blocked, the fact that all we said, Holly said, was like, oh, Aaron was such a nice guy. So Jax decided to block us over, he's a nice guy. And I said, totally. And I think, I was like, that's a little overreactive, especially because I've said way worse shit to Jax. But now it makes a lot more sense to me because he blocked us right after he found out Brittany fucked Aaron again.
It's really amazing because I remember I was telling Sarah, I was like, he was stalking us. Like,
yeah,
he went months back.
Yeah.
Because that happened in October and we recorded in September. So mm-hmm. It was about, he went a month back. And I remember thinking at the time, like, what a weirdo. Like, he's like, you know, it's
he's
like when
that bored.
It's like when you get a like, you know, way down on your Instagram and you're like, someone was stalking me. Like, why would you go back and like something from a year ago?
Exactly.
It's like, I actually love when people stalk me. So, but he definitely was stalking us.
But yeah, it makes more sense why he got so upset over that. He's like, Sean, so much, you know, he actually commented and was like, oh, you just found out your girlfriend fucked her ex-boyfriend, the one she cheated on you with. Okay.
All
makes sense.
But I still don't see how that makes him, like, not a nice guy.
He's just pissed. And instead of being pissed at Brittany because he was trying to get back, he's got to blame him.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
All coming full circle here. So I love that she did that. And that's amazing. So then we go to Kyle Chan. So he's saying the ring is 70K, which means retail. And Kyle says it, but how much are for all these shout outs? I mean, how much of a discount do you think they're getting? Like, below cost, obviously. Like, he's designing it for free.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if anyone has ever bought anything from Kyle Chan, please let us know, because I've never met anyone that has. Yeah. And we all pretty much buy everything that they talk about. But it's the one thing you and I have never gone to. And I've never heard anyone that has.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard it on a podcast. Nothing.
Or in, like, Us Magazine.
Yeah.
Like, we got to go to the store. But...
Well, he does work with a ton of celebrities, not just Vanderpump Rules. I see him giving... I'll see people shout him out and say thank you. So I think he gives them stuff.
Yeah.
And they shout him out. That's how he works, for sure. But, yeah, I've never heard anyone
talk... He's, like, swag bag guy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The ring's gorgeous. It's nothing... I guess, like, unique or different. It's
not
just,
according to Jax. He's like, some of these people just buy rings. I custom designed this personal. It's like, Well, it looks like every other ring. It's like, it's beautiful. It's big, but like, I don't see anything like super unique or anything.
No, I think it's beautiful and it's, yeah, it's great. It's just, yeah, I don't, it's not.
He just slams everybody else.
I'm actually glad that I hate when people try to go unique and then you have to like compliment the ring and it's fugly, you know? So it's pretty. I like it. I like the ring.
Yeah. I only say that because he ripped on other people and their ring choices, saying they're unoriginal and they're just cookie cutter. And so it's like, just don't bring everybody else down to boost yourself up.
Totally. And I also like how he, well, I'm going ahead, but after he proposes to Brittany, he's like, I did good, huh? And it's like, shut the fuck up, Jax.
Hey, everyone. I just want you to know I donated some sneakers today, okay?
Yeah. Also, I feed the homeless. I look.
So they take the Uber to Neptune's Neck because it's where they had the first date, and that's just their style. They like oysters, and I love that they totally trolled them and showed that how they had to go to the porta potty and they had to order at the window, pick up at the window. I mean, it's a cool place, and it's cool for an engagement if that's your thing. But I just love the shots of like the porta potty. It just like keeps it where it really belongs.
I mean, I would hold it before I ever went into a porta potty. I'm shocked that both of them went in.
Yeah, and she's in her white dress and like did her hair and makeup that day, as we saw on her story. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go to the beach and like run in the ocean before.
Yeah, exactly. Shoot, what else?
Which a lot of people said. They're like, he couldn't walk across the street and do it on the beach. Like, he did it like on a plastic tray, and he's like, and then again, he was so demanding with the guys. He's like, give me a tray, just grab any tray, give me a tray. It's like, they don't work for you.
it was just typical Jax in his panicking, aggressive, abusive ways. Right.
And then was that romantic? He brings it over on a tray. Like, I get the location. Like, it's beautiful and it's the place they love.
And then did he have to put the ring down in his crotch? Ugh. And then as she's like holding his hand, he's like, I have to poop. I have to fart. What did he say?
I have to go number two, because he was trying to get her hand away from his crotch. And so he's like hunching over. So I have to go number two. Oh, my stomach, my stomach.
It was so gross.
So romantic. That and the porta potty and then the sweaty ball ring.
Yeah, I don't think that a proposal needs to happen at a uber romantic place that's, you know, like bachelor-esque or whatever.
Well, they got oysters. Why didn't he just not take the box and just put the ring in the oyster?
Well, and I don't understand, why was he yelling at the lady at the front desk so much if she wasn't even... If I thought he was saying I needed to know why, because like the ring was on the tray. Why was she being yelled at? Why did he have to know when she was going to call the food if he wasn't even going to
do it
involve her?
Right. And he wasn't going to do it till after, because they like ate.
I was confused about that. And then, the whole thing was. I just don't know what I think. Like, I want to make fun of it so bad and to say, like, what the fuck was that? But in another way, that it was sweet and she cried and it was this moment. It left me with, like, my mouth open and, like, laughing and confused.
I wrote down, oh, she definitely has a Kimmy K cry face.
You can't cry with Botox. That's why. It's really hard to cry.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a good look.
Yeah, it was.
But good for her for being touched and moved, and
yeah,
that she wanted to cry. And then she's like, "You actually said you want me to be your wife." Like, that got her more than "Will you marry me?" It was like, "You said wife." Like, she was all choked up.
And it was like, you could just see like in her eyes that she was like, I finally did it. Like I
nailed one down.
Yeah. Like I'm at like, she has, you can tell it's like, she knows that there's like steps that she still has to go to. And she just reached one of her goals. She's got more, but she just hit one she needed really bad.
Andy asked him about kids and they're going to have three. And Jack said right away. And she's like, well, we'll wait till we get married. You know how she kept doing that laugh the whole
like, oh no.
Like she kept doing that laugh. And he's like, nope, right away, right away. She's like, yep, as soon as we get married, they're going to start popping out the kids. I'm kind of with Katie on this, like, just not now. Oh my God. You got to watch the Andy one. Because
that was really mean.
Well, that's a question into Watch What Happens. Someone called in and actually said, bitch. They go, okay, my question's for Jax and Brittany. How much of a bitch did you think Katie was for saying, no, it's too soon?
What'd they say?
That's exactly the question. And Brittany's just like, oh, I was upset, but I know she's looking out for my best interest and she's one of my best friends and we're, you know, they're super happy for us now. And, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but I just thought that was like a little insulting. You know, it's like, Katie, you're one to talk. God. Like, no one thought you should get married either, but here right. we are.
Right. Well, God, the way they were with each other was God. Like, that was a very good point. You forget now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, my God. That scene with, like, Kristen and Katie. I mean, that one, everyone is speculating. It seems so staged because, like, Stassi's facial expressions and then, like, Kristen just kept jumping in. Like, my theory is, like, Kristen's like, I'm getting airtime no matter what. But like when Stassi interrupts and says, you guys' intuition is killing me. Like Katie picked up on that. But I think Kristen did too. But she's like, fuck no, this bitch isn't going to stop me. I have lines right now that I'm going to deliver because I'm reading Jax's text. She's not going to stop me. Like I think she was just, she kept reading the text even though she knew because I think she was like forcing airtime. Yeah. She's so smart.
Yeah.
But, like, why is she in a silver sequins jacket and, like, Stassi's in shorts and a sweatshirt and, like, Katie's vacuuming? Like, I don't understand the dynamic there.
I don't know. And then when is the engagement party? Because I thought it was the same night.
No, that's that they all go back. That he takes a limo back, not an Uber, and they're all waiting for him in their apartment. So they have that big...
So that's why she's dressed.
Your engaged right? party. Well, that's where Jax was like, oh, we're going to go meet everyone at El Coyote later or whatever.
Oh, okay.
They had date night. And then I think he said, we'll go meet everyone later. So they're all at their apartment for like a congrats. But then the engagement party, that's the finale.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I meant when they all.
Yeah, they go.
But they weren't supposed to know until minutes before the engagement happened.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we just have to just go with it.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to touch on in Katie and Schwartz's apartment, like, besides the rub-a-dub-dub, it literally says rub-a-bub, I can't. Did you notice the graffiti wall they had in the kitchen?
Yes.
And then, what the fuck is going on with their kitchen counters?
It's always like that.
It was like the biggest clusterfuck.
It's always been like that.
Like there was like 1 inch of space to like do anything on. Everything was just like full of shit.
A very, very thin strip.
Like a hoarder.
Like you couldn't even put a cutting board on there.
No. Oh, no. Like a piece of toast max.
Yeah.
On the actual tile.
Yes. Like I don't even think you could put like 2 steak knives vertically on that.
No. Oh, yeah. Maybe horizontally. And then risk one falling on the ground.
Yeah.
Stabbing your foot.
Oh, my God.
So, he does it. I don't know. What else happened there?
I mean, it was great. There was great shots of the entire thing. Like, after he's done, like, there was, like, one clap from the bikers.
Yeah, we saw Julia's friend there.
And it was just
one clap from the bikers.
Yeah. Like oh. Jeremy actually made a comment during that scene. He's like, why would they do that? Like, why would they just have like the one person clap? Like, why would they leave that in? Like, it was embarrassing. Yeah. You know, it was just
edited
like,
out.
Yeah.
What did you notice when they were like paying at the first window? She's like, you want me to get it or are you getting it? It's like, isn't it like date night? Like,
yeah.
And they're not engaged yet. So why would she? But you want me to get it?
Yeah. And it was just a disaster. The yeah. whole thing was just like
sure.
chaotic. And then like the other, the producers were fucking with us because like, and then Brittany's sitting there and like the shot isn't of like the ocean or even a PCH, which is kind of cool and like a novelty, yeah. you know, but like, it's like her in a trash can. Like it's like a full on like outdoor trash can. And it's just, Like, it was, well, just
even, like, she's like, where should we sit? And he's like, why don't you sit over here? Because
the sun can be on your beautiful face.
The sun will be in your face and you'll look pretty. I'm like, no, she should be the opposite way. Like, first of all, thanks for, like, making the sun in her face so she can't see.
But she liked that. I could tell she liked when he said that. It was, like, a positive thing.
And isn't that, don't you look less attractive when the sun is, like, highlighting your, I guess it depends on, like, if it's, like, a sunset sunlight.
Yeah, what time is it? And, yeah.
This is, like,
it depends.
Yeah. It seemed like it was, like, noon, but. I don't know.
But I don't know. In a way, I'm kind of glad that we got this engagement out of the way on the first episode. So now we can just move on. And yes.
Yeah, if this was built up for six episodes, I'd be like, bullshit.
So I can't wait to see what happens next and what's going to happen with James and and Billy and everybody.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. The girls' night in thing. I just wanted to tell you the other things on Watch What Happens Live. So the kids thing, because someone asked, are you still practicing the pray and spay method? And she's like, my mama's in the audience. And they're like, well, yeah, we're going to have kids, right? And that's when they launched into that. But then he did a game. And so they had to answer at the same time. And they actually got, like, almost every single thing right in sync.
Oh, wow.
So they're like, how many kids are you going to have? And they both are like, three. How many times a week do you need to have sex? And they both yelled, three. I was, like, surprised by that. They're like, are you going to have a prenup? No. Both said no.
Wow.
Who wears the prants? Brittany. And they're like, is it okay for your partner to watch porn? Yes.
Interesting.
Are you going to, and this was funny, are you going to bring your kids to church? And she's like, yes. And then they pan over to Sherry and she's like waving her arms. She's like, oh, sweet Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
It's like she knows you want to scream, like, can I get an amen?
Yes.
They're going to bring my babies to church.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. You should go look.
Did anyone call in and be like, and how's your sister doing?
Oh, damn it. Why didn't I call? Oh, we were out.
That would be so mean.
Well, I would be like, it's your... Well, they did ask who's going to be in the wedding party and when. And Jack's like, well, we're not going to reveal that date. It's like, or who's in it. She's like, well, no, there'll be a lot of people from the show in it.
Yeah.
But, like, my question would have been, is Tiffany a bridesmaid? Because I don't think she is.
Yeah.
And I don't think Melissa is either.
Crazy.
It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Well...
Okay.
That was it. So we're going to get, like, figure out what gift bags we have ready. We're still kind of, like, shits all over both of our cars still from the party. But next week, we'll have a couple ready to do a giveaway.
Yes.
We do have a Witches of WeHo sweatshirt from James May, Kristen Doty's company. However, Holly said earlier tonight she wants it.
Yeah, I really want it.
So enter to win, Holly, and...
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, we'll probably get one anyways to give away at some point, if not sooner than later. The last thing we should mention is Jax's product.
Oh, God.
So my...
Should we even plug it? I don't even know if we should.
Okay. I mean, I don't get it. I actually am questioning Brittany supporting this more than Jack putting it out, because I don't know where her head's
at. I'm also questioning fucking Lance Bass. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Lance, like, just what the fuck?
Yeah. WTF. That's it.
Yeah.
Signing off, Lance. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, just say. Yeah, so he's coming out with his line of mixers.
It's like, just looks like sugary mixer, but he's naming it, like, one flavor. It's called Cheater. One's called SOB. One's called, like, CD Kisser. And it's like, you really want to promote, like, Cheater and, like, Brittany, you're okay with this?
You really, like, want to promote, like, herpes with CD Kiss? It's disgusting.
Yeah. So I was kind of thinking, I'm like, would Carter be okay if, like, Kristen put out a line of, like, Cheater brands? No, I don't think he would.
Yeah.
I think you'd be like, that's trashy. And I don't need you highlighting your...
Also, let's just think of that sandwich that Jax made in the beginning of the episode. Do we really trust him to craft an amazing mixer for our cocktail? Or you just want to pour some freaking soda water into your vodka? Like, I just don't... Oh. I don't think I'm going to make a run to the grocery store to go buy his fucking mixer.
No, I think I would pour it over like my car battery or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, there's like a million things I would do before buying a Jax mixer. Just add the X.
I know. And then that's like a drug reference, too. But like, yeah, him of all people who can't even craft a cocktail. They can barely make a vodka cranberry. Like, no, I think I'll skip this one. I'll pass.
Yeah, I don't like trust Jax's taste buds, you know, his craft single taste buds.
Oh, and my God.
Squeeze a cheese.
I didn't even know they still made that.
And gushers. I'm surprised he doesn't have a gusher flavor.
Well, it looks like it because it's like neon.
Yeah,
like neon
true.
Green, neon red,
it looks
neon
like,
orange.
It looks like Midori sour.
Yeah. But that's actually like real liquor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. We'll be back probably Monday night.
Oh, my God. Like... I think I forgot that like we're really starting this season and like the amount of work we have to put in from now on.
I know,
on.
I started stressing out. I was like, oh, here we go with their late nights.
Yeah. And then
I was
like right now, you guys, it's 1 a.m. It's raining here. Like now we have to drive home.
We haven't taken a break all year except for last week we did Thanksgiving and then we were going to podcast and then it's just like, I don't know. We both had shit going on. And it was kind of like, you know what? Fuck it. We deserve a week.
Yeah. So.
But like we kept guilting each other every other day or I was like feeling guilty myself. So I couldn't even enjoy. Like I wish we would have just said, let's take a week off. But every day I was like, oh, we probably should podcast. We probably should. So I never enjoyed the week off because I was stressing.
It's true. We don't want to let you guys down. And we won't. We'll get it done because we love it. So yeah.
Well, we just had a lot this week with the party and all that. But
yes.
Now we'll just be on schedule.
And the late nights kill me. But
yeah. Well, we can do, you know, Skype and stuff. This one was important for technological reasons.
Definitely.
And double reasons. But going forward, we'll make it easy, conducive for you. So cool. Thanks, you guys, for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.